Every year, hundreds of thousands of people in Bangladesh in South Asia have to leave their homes for good because of increasing floods and erosion of the land. And the numbers, like the waters there, are rising. Few countries in the world are more vulnerable to the impact of climate change than Bangladesh. The government predicts that by 2050, one in every seven Bangladeshi citizens will be forced to resettle elsewhere due to climate change. In the final of our special reports from Bangladesh, Kate Varley has been finding out how the climate migration crisis is shaping the country's capital, Dhaka.
The floods in Bangladesh that have killed dozens and left millions stranded. The UN warns of a deteriorating situation.
In the middle of one of the world's largest deltas, an island is gradually disappearing.
A powerful cyclone has slammed into Bangladesh. At least 18 fatalities were reported in the region.
Each year, the climate crisis in Bangladesh makes global headlines. The low-lying Delta nation is deeply exposed to the impacts of extreme weather events. And it is fueling a surge in internal migration. The first time Beasley Begum's home was swept away by the river, her husband Khairul rebuilt it higher up the bank, she tells us. But not high enough. Twice more, the rising waters claimed their modest shelter as the scale of river erosion in their home region of Bola accelerated. Eventually, Beasley and Khairul came to accept that this way of living was no longer sustainable. And so, like many before them, they packed their bags for the capital, Dhaka.
700,000 people migrate because of climate change impact every year in Bangladesh, and majority of them, if not 100%, end up coming to Dhaka because this is the biggest economic hub.
Manish Kumar Agrawal is the country director for Irish aid organisation Concern Worldwide.
People come here in search of better life and better livelihood. However, as you can see, the Dhaka is highly densely populated city. So majority of them end up spending in the slums, which are very, very poor in living condition. There is no public supplies in terms of water, education facilities for the children. The housing is very, very cramped.
The largest slum area in Dhaka is called Karail. It is a densely packed maze of tin structures and narrow alleys. According to the UN Migration Agency, 70% of residents in this district have fled some sort of environmental shock. And now they face another. We visit the day after a major fire sweeps through the slum. No one was injured, but thousands of people have lost their homes, including Minu Begum, who escaped with her husband and two small children.
When I saw the fire, everything is burning, and I just ran out. I ran out with the kid, the newborn, with me holding. Everything in my home, it's totally gone. It's utensils, all the furniture, all the stuff at my house, and I couldn't even save one dress for my kid.
Minu and her family are now receiving emergency support from Concern Worldwide. But it highlights once again the many challenges facing people here on the front line of the climate migration crisis.
Report from Bangladesh, from Dhaka, from our reporter Kate Varley. It's 7:43.